All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
So as I've said to you all week, we aim to please. The juice bar is open. It is time for a well-packaged, well-produced, neat lunchbox of NBA draft sex to prepare you for Thursday night. And David is here, and he's got that nice cologne on. David, the floor is yours. Woo! Live, Tesh.
All right.
Soak it in. Luxuriate.
I love that. First question.
Let's go.
Lots of experts and even NBA fans believe there's a big drop after the big three. Zion, Ja Morant, and RJ Barrett.
Yes.
So if that's the case, where do guys like Culver, Garland, and Hunter, where would they have fit in last year's draft?
Oh, God. I mean, last year, you're probably talking just inside the lottery. Look, I mean, if you play it to play us out, if you play it out again, the top five are probably still the top five. Those are the five guys that made all rookie. I think SGA, who could have been a Piston if you guys weren't totally idiots. SGA probably would be six or seven. I think a couple guys go up. I think Mo Bamba falls down. But clearly, this draft has a lower amount of quantity. But Culver, Garland, one of those guys is going to pop. I just know last year they're not getting ahead of Doncic, ahead of Ayton, ahead of Bagley, ahead of Trae Young. No way.
Bam! Well, I'm glad you said that because that leads me to number two. We all know Zion will probably still go number one in last year.
Pause, electric guitar solo. Oh, okay, I'm listening now.
So if Zion is still going number one in last year's draft, where would Ja and RJ, would they go ahead of Trey Burke? Would they go ahead of Doncic?
Oh, I like where you're at here. Okay, so Ja and Ayton. Ja and RJ is what you're asking
yes.
me? They would go behind Luka. They would go behind Trey.
Okay.
They would go right in the Bagley range.
Okay.
Maybe right around five. Zion would go number one. But everybody else would be slotted five or lower. How about that?
I like that.
No, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
Somebody get this man a new reed. The sax is sizzling.
So let's talk about a guy that you loved in the NCAA season, but he got hurt. Bobo. He played for Oregon, got hurt in January, announced he was going to the NBA draft.
Yeah.
What type of player could he be in the NBA? Star? Role player?
Full disclosure, I have no idea because we've reached the part of the process where people are now saying this dude doesn't like basketball and could be a dog, is lazy. Bobo could be the second best player in this draft. He could also be out of the league in 2 years. He could be Hashim Thabeet. I have no idea. When you get to the phase that people are questioning your integrity, questioning who you are, questioning your love of the game, I'm not in that room. I can't speak on it. From an ability standpoint, stretch five, 7'2", can shoot the three, not all out of sorts as an athlete for his size. It all sounds good. Didn't get a chance to see it really at Oregon.
Right.
And now we're at the phase where people are saying he hates basketball. David, I have no idea. I'll tell you this. Would I take a risk if I were a team like the Pistons at 15 and I happen to have a decent report on him? I actually like the kid. Yeah, I'd take a shot because if it pans out, you've ended up with maybe the second best guy in this draft.
So before I give you the name of this prospect, before the season, he was looked at as the top two prospect. But now I'm seeing mock drafts and reports saying he could fall out of the top 10. What is going on with Cam Reddish?
Didn't make enough shots. when you come out and you're supposed to be this dead-eye shooter and you're supposed to be a polished offensive player, and then you go to Duke and you look like you've never played basketball before. Oh, by the way, Zion makes your life easier. RJ may, well, here's the other thing. RJ Barrett versus everybody should be a t-shirt, because it's also tough to get the ball in your hands when RJ's playing hero ball. Reddish just didn't have a good year. There's no other way around it. You could watch Duke and you could go 20 minutes of game action, a whole half, and you might not hear Cam Reddish's name. Now, how am I supposed to believe that you're the top guy in this draft? At a certain point, you got to produce. And I just thought he had a dreadful year at Duke, to be quite honest with you. And break it down, didn't make enough shots.
Yeah. I am downright hard.
Thanks, Kyle.
So what first-round talents in this draft do you expect to see fall to the second round and be a steal?
Fall to the second?
Yes. Some people are believing maybe Chuma Okeke or Grant Williams.
All right. NCAA star who falls to the second. How about Ty Jerome, the kid out of Virginia? Wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Maybe Kevin Porter, USC. You know, if you listen to our podcast, we had Jonathan Givony on. Givony said that Kevin Porter, some teams have a first-round grade top 10. Other teams, he's not even on their first-round board. Those are a couple of names that jump out to me.
You're the real MVP.
Thank you, Kevin.
So I'm interested in what you say.
Get well soon.
So we saw what the Bucks did this year with Giannis and their entire team.
Yep.
Giannis, not a lottery pick. The Toronto Raptors just won the championship. Okay. Kawhi, not a lottery pick.
Spicy.
Name a player outside of the lottery that can be a strong player in this league.
I got it. And maybe I'm going to end up looking like an idiot, but I'm sticking with this. I know he's about 70 years old by draft standards. Brandon Clark Gonzaga. I think automatically he's the best non-Zion athlete in this draft. And I think Brandon Clark would be a top 20 athlete in the league right now. 6'8", 6'9", freaky athletic, mature. He is 22 or 23 years old. Winner. And look, here's the deal. Is he a bit of a project? Sure. Who isn't? Needs to work on jumper. Needs to be good spot-up shooter. But if he gets any semblance of a jumper, that athletic ability, put that in a little bit of a pick and roll, rim runner, floor runner. I think Brandon Clark is super interesting in this draft, and you probably get him outside the lottery or outside the top 10. How about that?
Thank you for moving.
Okay, so one more here.
Thank you, Tom.
One more here. Tomorrow I'm going to focus more on local, but I have a question for this guy today. Charles Matthews tore his ACL. Could a team still take a chance on him in the first round?
Sure. In Mykonos. I mean, what happened to him is terrible, but like, he was a second-round pick before. Now you're a second-round pick on a blown-out knee. You're going to be playing for a club with Yakos at the end of it. Olympiakos, Panathinaikos, Rick Pitino Kakos. Like, no, man, I don't know how you do it. And it sucks for the kid, but it's a business.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.